This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Everybody got a breakfast sandwich? I guess it's that time of year to start thinking about snow removal budgets, but instead we're going to talk about optional 1% sales tax.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we need to review the application because in January you'll open up the application process. It typically closes in February and the committee meets in March. So there, I believe our good clerk put a copy of it inside your packet. So if anyone has any specific thoughts. And the nice thing is we can take it home after this morning and finalize any changes that are going to be made on our meeting on the 17th. But we do need to get the dates set so that the committee can be made aware of what the dates look like, and also staff can start putting everything together so it can go on websites, get advertised in the newspaper, and also check out anybody that has projects that were funded last year that maybe aren't done that might need a little more time. So, application is before you. Were there any thoughts after we went through the last process? I see John's underlining some stuff.
Oh, no, I was just looking at dates that maybe make sense.
So last
beginning
year was the 23rd that we shut it off. The 28th is a Friday. Okay. Should we just do the last day of February?
Yep.
I know in the past we've done it maybe a little earlier, but that's because people were leaving town or out of town.
The
27th. How crazy.
What day did you want to open it up?
What do you think? You ready for this?
Yep. I don't know, January 1st, or give them the time to get their application in. So that's 2 full months.
What about February 1st? They can't get it in 28 days. It may be a bigger problem than just needing money.
I think the biggest thing is that they don't realize it's open, you know, so we do a short window, then they go, wow, I missed it because I didn't know. So, I mean, we should maybe sometime in January, but I don't care.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Mayor, I'd say you want to go up the second week in January, since you have that. The holiday is right, I think, Wednesday in the middle of the week, so open it up that first Monday.
January 6th.
Yep. And I guess then the other practical question, we asked the applicants to bring 10 copies of their application. Is that still adequate to meet the needs of the committee? Do you want to go entirely electronic?
You're the one that has to sort them all and make the packets. Did they? Oh, you weren't here. Yeah. You know? Here, I'm like, you ready for this? Like, I don't even know what I'm getting into.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I don't.
For the 1% sales tax.
Yes.
We have to discuss the vote on that.
No, that's specific.
No, these are the dollars that you will award to the committee to hand out, Mike.
Oh,
this is
that
the,
one.
This
that's not a special.
Yes, yeah, this is the 1% tax.
I think it still needs to be paper copies.
Okay, so we'll leave that.
Could I make a comment on the highlighted paragraph? This one kind of threw Kristen and I off. Project should be completed within the calendar year following the award of funds. And then it goes on to talk about within a year unless written authorization. So those awards are done at end of fiscal year, but then it's talking about calendar year. So I would like some little clarification as to, I called Julie about it and she read it and she said, oh, I think you're right. We need to.
I think calendar year should be in the fiscal year. So it matches the.
Okay.
Yeah. So change within the fiscal year following, just change that word.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So we typically give these awards out in June, so it would be the fiscal year starting that July?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do ours in April so that departments can get it into their May budget submission to the clerk, but I know you guys are a little later because of when you start your budget process, but.
To clarify, the funds aren't available until after we adopt the budget. Correct, Bill? It's August 1st after we adopt the budget. They can.
The awards are given at that date, but the funds, by the treasurer's standards, are not available. Because when we moved from doing it every other year to every year, we don't. So she's collecting the money right now that will be available come the 1st of August, so.
Thank you.
Do we have any open seats on the 1% committee?
We have at least one. Commissioner Greeno has stepped down from her seat. So we have an unexpired term, and I believe we have one seat. I don't know what the city has.
I think we need to renew ours.
Anybody else have any questions or comments on optional 1% sales tax for the next fiscal year, next budget cycle? Governor's supplemental budget.
All right. The governor has forwarded his requests to the Appropriations Committee. Of note, there is $7.5 million to fight bad environmental policy, whether this is the Rock Springs RMP, the Buffalo RMP that led to the prohibition on future coal leases. Obviously, we're kind of in limbo on sage grouse, and if this administration is going to be able to sign the record of decision before they leave office, either way, we're pretty hopeful that that will get set aside. We do not anticipate the promulgation of a rule on old growth, which would have impacted the Bighorn National Forest because they do not have time to even post the rule and begin it through the process before the change of administration. A couple of other areas of note in the governor's budget. There's $2.5 million to protect water. Obviously, we're watching if Montana makes calls on our drainage here. then there is some money for behavioral mental health that I just honestly need to do some more research in if this is going to help us with the financial issue that we're seeing with folks that typically would have been able to receive services at our community mental health, or if they're going to still fall through the cracks on that. There's also then some money for additional reimbursement rates for in-home care and some other things. There's a lot of focus in this budget request on OB services. Thankfully, we're not in an OB desert like some of the other communities. There is $11 million requested for the Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund, which can hopefully go to help with the impacts of the house draw fire. Plus, there is a request for $130 million to refill the suppression account and do some other treatments for invasive grasses, watershed restoration and protection. That'll be a big issue above Sheridan. And then also any lost agriculture infrastructure through some new targeted relief programs. There is also a request to help backfill the property tax relief programs because it looks like those were wildly popular. But the biggest and most important for all of us is inside capital construction, and that is $79 million for the domiciliary at the Veterans Home. It is on page 31 of the capital construction projects. I've got it here if anybody wants to look at it. So it is, I think it'll be a fight to see that project through the upcoming session, but I'm also hopeful that the legislature will understand the importance of honoring our veterans and making sure that they have a safe place to live out their golden years.
What would that $79 million be used for?
The rebuild of the domiciliary.
Oh, okay.
So,
gotcha.
Bring it into the 20th century, at least.
Yeah. So that's what's of note. I'm sure your new WAM director will start issuing you some alerts on important stuff as the Appropriations Committee, but if you could touch base with Senator Kinski, especially on the Veterans Home, because he will still have a real big hand in writing the supplemental budget before he leaves office. So. Let's do it for Bob.
Pardon?
We're going to do it for Bob. Could give you a place to live someday.
Yes.
You can move out of the doghouse. And
I don't know about that. Change my ways.
Thank you for updating us on that. Any questions that the chairman might be able to answer on the governor's supplemental budget? Roundtable, Commissioner Shelley.
Mayor Schrader and I and another entity met to kind of discuss mental health in Johnson County and get some ideas, brainstorm. We will have another meeting hopefully in the next month or so just to come up with some more ideas and try to, you know, get some attention towards this and find some kind of solution. Anything else to add?
During that conversation, just some of the few bullet points that were talked about was everything from counselors to housing to follow-up care once these folks hit crisis. And I did contact my cousin over at the University of Iowa, and we're not alone in this, as we all know, and it's just, but she's researching some stuff through the University of Iowa for us.
Yeah. Nice.
On different aspects. And, you know, she talked about everything from mental health courts to drug courts to all sorts of things that other communities are trying to help relieve some of the pressure and training classes. And so she'll be emailing me a bunch of stuff that I can share with you once I get it. Anything else, Commissioner?
No, I think we're good.
Council?
Well, the only thing I have is I'm helping out with the fire relief fund, but they're, I think it's almost a quarter of $1 million they've received in total donations, and they had 20 applicants as of last Friday for requests for assistance on this round of funding, and they'll be processing those in the next month or so and getting funds just distributed.
Who is they?
That's the Johnson County Community Foundation is the one that's okay. Holding the funds and will be ultimately releasing them, but there is a special task force committee that is reviewing the applications and making a decision on who the funding is, and then that's just a working task force group of the Johnson County Fire Fund or Fire Relief Fund is a I guess is a subcommittee under the Community Foundation, I think is how the structure works.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't have anything today.
Yeah. Councilman?
Well, I was just wondering about if anybody else has been thinking about what we can do to take the place of the special projects that failed at the election. You know, I stopped briefly at Julie's office and asked if there was some state fund that we could apply for. You know, that would involve water and sewer and the surface of the Burrup Street for us. But how do we?
I think we continue to research grants. And
yeah, I think that's our next best because that special sales tax can't be voted on by the public until 2026, and that's not good.
So I think we need to get that project on the intended use plan when it opens for MRG funding, and that will be in January sometime. So we'll make sure that that's on there. But they've changed that a little bit a year ago. Everybody would just load up projects that would, and they'd sit on that forever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it got really cumbersome for them to see, you know, who's ready, who's not. So you can't get on the plan, or they don't want you to get on the intended use plan if you don't plan to pursue it in that year. So, and we are getting an SRF loan for that tank, that 600,000 gallon tank. It has some loan forgiveness. I mean, we can go that route too, mm-hmm. whether it's through SRF funding or mineral royalty grants.
Well, is that going to need to be initiated by the county commission or the city council or both?
That would be the city council.
Okay. So we can take that up maybe in some detail on the next meeting here, you know, with the department heads and stuff.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is decide if that's our priority. That's the one we're going for. And we'll just...
We would look kind of fickle.
Right. but it's not on the plan now.
No.
Of course, we weren't planning on going for MRG grants or SRF loan. We were going to take it to... We took it to the taxpayers.
Yeah, we get that.
Mm-hmm.
What is MRG and SRF?
Mineral Royalty Grant, and then State Revolving Fund, mm-hmm. not to loan. It's a place to start anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Vice Mayor?
The only thing I was going to bring up, and maybe we have talked about it, but Balmer Mountain Civic Center, I just wasn't sure if those conversations have stalled or if we need to do something to try to keep the ball rolling. And I know, Jeff, you were kind of playing a heavy hand in that conversation, so...
Well, what I think we've come to that conclusion that we were backing off of the tourism side, kind of the economic development side of it, and I believe we looked at Mayor going down to that, we decided a 5-person board at the, talked about at that meeting. So we'll have to, you guys have appointed people, we have appointed people, and then they have just public. So that's something that we got to look at and see. We're going to have to adjust those numbers, maybe, because I believe we got to have two, at least two.
What was that?
Two appointed.
Yeah, we think we each have two appointed.
And we each have
plus
two.
Plus the electeds.
So we'll have to look at probably changing that a little bit on our side.
You going to do that through attrition, or are you going to fire somebody?
I mean, my vote would be once somebody's term expires, it just doesn't get filled.
We're running up to that point where we have, I don't know, probably four, I think, that we just had somebody step off the board at the last meeting. And then I think we have, next year, I think we have three coming off.
Probably the volunteers to step off.
Right. Everybody steps off then.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. I just wasn't sure where we were with that. That was all I had.
Since you were talking about past topics, I was wondering about Richardson Park.
So, we are, Jim Waller's still working on it. We do have some citizens up there that do want to kind of run with and take some leadership in it. And I think the next thing that Jim and I talked about, and it's been about a month ago, was getting that their board set up for their district. And I think if they do that, then that opens the door for us to move forward. But they all know until they get that, we're not messing with it.
Thank you. The only thing else I have is under the announcements, our comprehensive plan and master trails plan open house is tomorrow night at 5 at the library. Would love if any of you want to come and provide help, input, public opinions. It's so important going forward as we finalize these plans that help us get funding.
Myra, as a question, and I don't know if you want to preempt the,
oh, you're fine,
the plan, but was there any discussion in the plan on the trail going up to the mountain that we had looked at grant funding and then didn't qualify for, or also what the thoughts are on the trail out to your wetlands, ponds, and that recreation area?
The board did come to our last, the trails board came to our last working meeting and talked about that wetlands, and then if we can get it in good condition, they would like to adopt it into the plan and make some connections, more connections. We didn't bring up the trail going up the mountain again because it is YDOT's. So unless we get...
Man, they were a little wishy-washy on...
Yes, they were.
...what they wanted to do with that.
They said they were well aware, but that was about it.
I have heard in discussions with them that when we're done with the Main Street, they're coming back and doing these lights here. That's another project. And they were maybe going to do something with that trail then. They also talked to us about at the STIPS meeting that there is a program that we could apply. It's YDOT, a YDOT program, but we could apply for it for that project. I'm like, for your project? But that might be another option. But
I think that's the only real paved, quote unquote, part of the trail, isn't it?
Well, you've got some parts over here by the creek that are hard surfaced, but it's about it. I just see it as if there isn't somebody driving YDOT to either take action or taking the lead, that it's just going to continue to deteriorate. And that is a very well-used trail in the trail system.
We did bring it up with them when we met with them at council, before council.
I think we can lean on their all these engineers we have right now with the main project, and we'll just keep pushing them, like, what is your intention for your next project? Will that be included? And just kind of, it's like nailing jello to the wall, though. So we'll just keep trying.
You've never seen me make jello, you know you can do that.
But I do think it would be advantageous for them, while they're mobilized with pavers, working down here, because it's harder to tack on paving to a streetlight project if there isn't any other paving, because then you have mold and other factors.
Councilman?
That's all.
Commissioner Countdown?
I have nothing.
Ms. Jackie?
Not too much, just that I'm very thankful that election is over. Very thankful for a fabulous team. I would comment on the propositions, just for a future learning thing. People didn't seem to know how it was going to work. And so I have people coming in. So they're wanting to charge us 1% for this one and 1% for this one and 1%. And so I think that the fact that they didn't realize that it was just one penny that's going to be divided between the projects probably killed it. So we just need to do a better job at educating, maybe. Nothing we can do about it now, but I'm just wanted to speak up and say that we explained to several people how many people didn't ask. And they just assumed that we were trying to sock them. What is it, going to be 7%? Thank God. About the
440 of
them. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jack. I talked to two people that thought it was a total of 3% that was going to be added. So there. In hindsight, I was like, oh, I probably didn't explain that.
Well, it was the first time I think we separated out projects, too. And so that was new to our voters.
Yeah, the last few times it passed and failed, it was all one or nothing. It was only one vote for one penny. And this one looked confusing. I had several people as well ask me about it.
And I do think separating them out is the way to go, because if somebody wants this one but they don't want this one, but it needs to be explained to them.
Yeah.
Bill gave me a very good explanation about how you got 1 cent. And if all three projects would have passed, each one of them would have got a third of a cent. And when would have been what would have been the KC project at 200,000, once it was paid off, it fell off. The other two would have split. Of course, the library got pulled off of there. But I don't think Joe Q Public knew how that worked. So.
I agree.
You know, I might sound critical, but the city didn't sell the project at all. Yeah. There was no advertising.
I've never known you not to sell. Pardon? I've never known you not to sell.
I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying let's learn something from it. A lot of people just didn't know that we were asking that. They were shocked. Yeah. Get in there and go.
I took responsibility for this.
I guess I have one thing, maybe. We've gotten a trial run on what the construction on Main Street is going to look like with this storm drain that they're doing. What do you think? It seems to me like it hasn't, I mean, there's been a lot of equipment down there, and I don't think they'll be doing quite that big of, as they do the water and sewer service lines. But to me, it seemed like it flowed. I don't know about truck traffic. I haven't totally watched it, but it seems like they've been accommodating.
I think that you've done a good job. I was impressed with the way it was working.
Although if it happens in the July, August tourism, I guess we know how to work our way through those pylons and stuff. But somebody's here for the first time, this is what the hell's going on.
So there is incentive for them to be finished up to the stoplight by Memorial Day.
Well.
And that's why you're seeing them do so much this fall. But from the stoplight out that way, there's a water transmission line that's going to go in. So you're going to have...
And that could cut it down to one-lane traffic, depending on where the water line is. If they got to cross it, or I don't know what side it's going in. That could be more disruptive, no matter how we do it. But
the downtown area should be
pretty
well done by, let's hope, by Memorial Day.
That'd be good if that happens.
Yeah, that'll be easy just to route them down by the Catholic Church and back up and around.
It's nice that, that Lobin was redone a few years ago.
We have Lobin and Bird. We have a few connecting streets. We had the YDOT meeting a month ago, whatever. They were saying they might do some more of the water and sewer services this winter if time allows. They'll do just try to get as much as possible done this year so they can be done earlier next year. So there might be some more disruption on the south end of Maine, but it'll just be one or two services at a time.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could get a lot of that stuff done through the less busy seasons.
That's weather permits.
That summer traffic.
I don't know how that contract reads if they have, because that's why they do that winter shutdown, because your days are counting, and so if you shut down and then you start up for 2 days and then you shut down, that's a...
Yeah, they were going to accommodate that and extend it somehow. They talked about that in the meeting too, the end of October. They're just wide off, just happy to have, if they can get more done, it's beneficial to them and make the project be done quicker.
Do you have anything for us?
No, sir, I don't. Thank you.
Do you have anything? Press? Don't. Announcement, City Comprehensive Plan and Master Trails Plan open house tomorrow night, 5 o'clock at the Johnson County Library, the Twin Room. Next Council Commissioner Breakfast, December 17th. Right here in this very room. Anything else?
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.